Perhaps the most remarkable aspect of Julius Bolyag's story is that he kept it to himself for nearly half a century. For 47 years, Julius Bolyag told no one that he had, at the time of the Hall Mills murders, carried $6,000 from the minister's widow to a pair of New Brunswick hoodlums. One is identified as Ike Gutman, who was murdered 12 years later. The other is still unidentified. They warned him not to tell about the exchange. Bolyag's wife Irene and his two grown children had no inkling that Bolyag might be involved in the famous case, nor did police, the writers of hundreds of newspaper stories, or the authors of two books on the Hall Mills murders. Had his story been told during the investigations of 1922 and 1926, the trial of Mrs. Hall and her two brothers might have had an entirely different outcome. But he did not reveal what he knew until more than four decades later, when he believed he might be dying. In an exclusive WINS interview, we learned the reason for Julius Bolyag's secrecy.
Why have you not told this story in the 48 years that have gone on since?
I didn't want it because I know that I would be rubbed out.
And why did you finally tell your story?
Well, I got sick, and I guess I just... some woman told me that I told her, I says, I remember that road up there, was that big murder was there, and she says, yeah, Mr. Mill just died here 2 years ago in the hospital. And I says, told her, I says, that story was different. And I've just felt that the guy says I was in a bad shape. So I just felt that I get rid of that grudge what I had against Ike. That's about all.
Are you glad you told that story?
Well, I just felt that everything is off now, and forget the whole thing.
For Julius Bolyag, everything is off now regarding the Hall Mills case. He is recovering from his illnesses, living with his wife in one of those look-alike garden apartment complexes near New Brunswick. A retired chemist and former businessman who is financially comfortable, he seeks neither fame nor money for his story. His phone is unlisted, and reporters and photographers generally meet a rebuff when they attempt to reach him. He will discuss the case with few people. He has carried the burden for 47 years, and now it is over. It may never be known who killed Reverend Edward Hall and his choir singer lover, Mrs. Eleanor Mills, but Julius Bolyag has added a strange new dimension to a case which has intrigued historians and criminologists for nearly 50 years. This is Virgil Scudder. Virgil Scudder.